on my morphine and shit, you know what I'm saying? The gang behind me, I gotta go, I gotta lift it behind, over my head, you know what I'm saying? Cause these niggas taller than me.
Bitch, I've been told that I got bitch, I deserve it. Never had a fuck twerk or squirt, bitch, I earned it.
Give out a hit, work me, shoot to have you learn it. Had to come up with them earlier.
Story, the guy that looks like you always wins. But not this time, nigga.
To have you learn it, had to come up off them earnings. Come up off them earnings. Bitch, every dollar that I got, bitch, I deserve it. Never had a fuck twerk or squirt, bitch, I earned it. Diva out here working. Street to have you learn it, had to come up off them earnings. Come up off them earnings. Now blow your bubble, stomp your feet. Don't y'all ever come for me. Coming from these Brooklyn streets, and I'm coming with the heat. Now blow your bubble, stomp your feet. Don't y'all ever come for me. Coming from these Brooklyn streets, and I'm coming with the heat. Bitch, I'm going to the top. Bitch, I'm never gonna stop. Why you bitches pocket watching? I'm just counting all this guap. Bitch, I'm going to the top. Bitch, I'm never gonna stop. Why you bitches pocket watching? I'm just counting all this guap. Bitch, every dollar that I got, bitch, I deserve it. Never had a fuck twerk. Squirt, bitch, I earned it. Diva out here working. Street to have you learning. Had to come up off them earnings. Come up off them earnings. Diva, bitch, every dollar that I got, bitch, I deserve it. Never had a fuck twerk or squirt, bitch, I earned it. Diva out here working. Street to have you learning. Had to come up off them earnings. Come up off them earnings. Now blow your bubble, stomp your feet. Don't y'all ever come for me. Coming from these Brooklyn streets.
Blow your bubble, stomp your feet. Don't y'all ever come for me. Yo, shout out to LA Diva, you know what I'm saying? La Diva, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the homie right there, you know what I mean? She will be at Put Your Lighters Up Showcase event, you know what I'm saying? April 21st. Make sure you guys stay in tune for that.
A week away, man.
Peace, YouTube. What's going on, man? That's a fact. We're a week away. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Peace, YouTube. What's going on? We back at it. Before we start, a lot of y'all that be watching the pod ain't subscribed, you know what I'm saying? Just hit that subscribe button, you know. We be looking at the annals, at the analytics, you know what I'm saying?
Hit that bell too.
Just hit the notification bell, subscribe, you know what I mean?
Like,
become part of the family, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact, man. You know what I mean? But like I said, we back at it with the Donko and D-Week and Hippie Show with Spliff and Choon Choon. This should be episode 278, if I'm not mistaken. And we back at it. We are your hosts.
Donko, man.
Spliff and balls, you know what it is.
Yes, sir. And the highest hippie in the room, D-Week and Hippie, of course. Shout out to Choon Choon. She couldn't make it, you know what I mean? She's not in the town right now, you know what I mean? So shout out to her.
A couple hours.
Play it safe out there, you know what I'm saying?
Good out there. These young whippersnappers acting crazy.
That's a fact, man. But we back at it, man. How y'all feeling? What's going on?
Feeling good, man. It's warm outside. I feel the sun. I felt that sun today. I actually before pre-production.
No, you good. You good.
All right. I'm feeling good, man. This middle of the week, you know, weather's great. I can't complain. Life is good.
Good weather.
It's good with you, Spliff.
Lit. You feel me? No bonnet. You
that son got his head up. No bonnet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man. What about you, dude?
I'm good. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Just waiting for these showcase events to pop up. You know what I mean? That's really what I'm focused on right now. And I got a couple things in the works, you know what I'm saying? So stay in tune for that, you know what I mean? But I'm feeling good, feeling great, you know what I mean? Just wanted to drop some content for you guys, man. Other than that, everything is straight, you know what I mean? What's good? What y'all want to get into?
Yo, 420 cruise, if you want to, you know what I mean? $20 for the cruise.
Yo, $20.
Pop out. Go to the cruise if you can. And then next day we at the, you feel me? We at the spot. Light is up and all that. Just had to say that, you know.
Yeah, that's next Friday?
Yeah, right before the joint.
That's Thursday. 420 is Thursday.
Yeah, and then Friday.
420
is Thursday. Yeah, 420 on a Thursday. I don't know why I'm thinking it's on a Friday this year.
Nah, 420 on a Thursday. Then our show is on a Friday. Then the fight is the 22nd on a Saturday.
Right. I'm bunching everything.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's that time of year, man. It's that time everybody outside. So you heard him, man. 420 cruise. That's a Thursday. You know
I'm popping out. That's a fact. I'm gonna be out there chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
regular shit. Yeah,
420 shit.
I don't really fuck with boats, but you know what I mean? I'll fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm outside all year this year, that's a fact.
Except if it ain't in the shower, I don't want it. But
yeah, like, before we get into anything, Put Your Lighters Up Showcase event, April 21st, 78 Saratoga Ave, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you pop out, 5 to 11. Y'all know all the artists that's on the bill by now, you know what I mean? The post, go check the Instagrams and all that. May 20th, we got Face Off the Movie Part 2, Envious versus LXD. Tickets is on deck, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly the next one that I want.
Yeah, make sure you guys hit us up for them tickets, you know what I'm saying? Let's have a packed house for this one. We got all the artists on the bill as well for that. And yeah, man, we rocking out, man. Make sure you guys pop out and fuck with the guys. That's a fact.
What's up with you? I seen you was out there with Manny Wave, because I took a little IG break. You know, I do a little mental
shit. Shout out to my nigga Manny Wave. I almost forgot about that shit. Mm. Shout out to Manny Wave. I went to go give him his tickets.
Okay.
For the showcase, for the event.
That's why I brought it up too.
Yeah, I went up there to give it to him, and he was like, "Yo, pop out! I got a video shoot." And I was like, "All right."
Always working. Shout out to Manny Wave. Yeah.
So that was a video shoot for the song that we had in the intro for the last episode, Dizzy. That's the name of the song. He was like, he trying to get 10,000. I was like, nigga, you gonna get that shit like the first day, bro? Like, that shit is light work for Manny Wave. You know what I'm saying? Like, 10,000 views, that's light work for him, bro. For real. Yeah. But he gonna be in the building May 20th. You know what I'm saying? He gonna shut the block down. You know what I mean? Him and LXD got a couple tracks together that they gonna do together and all that type
of
shit.
Catalog of tracks together.
Yeah,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, I appreciate their music. Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. But yeah, shout out to Manny Wave. That's a fact for that, man. That was fun. Mm-hmm. And I got to break bread with the owner to that studio. Okay. And we was talking and shit. It was a nice little network situation right there.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
It's about connections. Make more connections.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. But where y'all want to start at, man?
You want to start on a light note, or where we going with it? Because you know when it get nice, the city get nasty. It's the tale of two cities, man. Like, you can get got when it's cold, but you know, people, the savages tend to stay inside more when it's cold. But once it starts to warm up, the crime rate just peaks up. You know, it's kind of bad. But we had actually it became national news, man. That's why we gotta watch the things that we do in our communities, because we don't never know the effects of it until it happens. So you had an execution style murder in a smoke shop in Harlem this past weekend. And it's just odd to like even say, you know. First of all, rest in peace to Bezo. Unfortunately, he's connected to a few people that's connected to me and from our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So rest in peace to that man and condolences to his family. But it's just horrible. It's like horrible.
This happened in Harlem, right?
Yeah. The suspect was arrested, 21 years old, and they booked him on, like I said, outside, two homicides. For something, he caught a body basically the day before that.
What?
And was out on bail for a shootout he had with the police like 2 years ago or some shit like that. So it's just a lot now where it's like the, cause the appeal reform, you know about that, where a lot of, especially young kids are being arrested for crazy crimes and being released.
Yeah.
And in some instances they do some shit like this, it might not get, you know, citywide news or nationwide news, but it's a lot of shit that's been going on that we tend to not properly pay attention to. And then even the smoke shops, they never were wanted in the communities, and now that's not the first shooting incident at that particular smoke shop.
Yeah, I heard.
And not to mention other smoke shops in different boroughs that are having issues. So it's gonna be a crazy summer. I'm gonna just say that, like, for the youth, for for even our generation, because we get caught in the mix. We don't look our age. You know what I'm saying? So this is how the summer begins, man. Easter Sunday. We even had an incident out in Coney Island. You know what I'm saying? Welcome somebody was shot out there. That doesn't get too much news because of what happened in Harlem. But yeah, it's starting to peak up, and here we are. This is the summer, man. But I just think the violence is becoming more senseless. Like when we was growing up, it was, you know, senseless violence, black on black crime and all that. Like before, I could think of a few shootings that I know of where it was like there was an issue there, like a real underlying issue there. Now it don't even be that. It could be just somebody that wanted.
Yeah. So someone was like 21 years old.
He was 21.
Yeah, and the dude that he shot was like 38 or 36. Something like. 37, 36,
36, 36,
something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So
that
said,
interaction shouldn't even be happening.
But they even said anything to each other, or?
Yeah, it's on video. I don't know if they knew each other or had previous interaction. You know what I'm saying? But they're saying that the shooter killed the 19-year-old kid the day before for no particular reason. But we don't know this. You know what I'm saying? We don't know if they knew each other or had an issue before. I don't know. But in the video, the victim walks in and he shows him the gun. He pulls the gun out of his.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to ask. Like, did they have anything before this? Like, because it seems like son just walked in there and he tried to walk away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he got his cigarette or whatever. He sparked the cigarette inside the store and he just started walking away.
He said something to him. You don't know what he said to
me. That's what I would like. Yeah, that's what I would like to know. What was the exchange of words? Because I don't know. Like, it can't be that serious for you to pull out your gun that calmly and do what you did that calmly.
I mean, the mind state of some of these young, bless you,
good luck, and
young 20-some-year-old kids is crazy, bro. Like, That's normal to them.
Yeah, I mean that was with every generation. There was some niggas that was just crazy and some niggas is just not. But
it's a lot more. Again, now that shit is just like that comes with stripes. That's what I'm gonna say to you. Like, there's no repercussions behind that. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing else happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I don't know what was said. I know when he walked in, he pulled the gun out of his coat. Son kept walking, got his dad on the counter, they spoke. He went back, got the clerk to light his bogey.
He sparked it. Yeah, that's crazy.
And went to walk out and he shot him. Went to walk out again, and he was moving, he shot him again.
Came back in, he shot him again.
But they also said he came back into the store after that and went in his pockets.
Yeah. That's super crazy.
All while holding.
That's sad.
The gun right there.
No, fuck the gun. He had a blunt. He was rolling.
Oh,
a blunt.
Yeah, right. I'm
he
tweaking.
Didn't drop the blunt. The weed, nothing, bro. Walk away and still rolling.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
How would, like, my thought process goes, like, what do you do after that? Because first of all, you're chilling in the smoke shop. You just caught a body hours before. So you don't have no.
That's exactly what he did after this body. Nigga, he went somewhere and chilled. That nigga don't care.
Man, smooth.
That nigga don't care, bro. But he got locked up, right?
Yeah, they caught him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they caught him and got him on 2 hours.
Stupid shit, you know what I mean? Like, for nothing. Now you in jail forever.
And then you put people in a tough position where it's like these stern judicial laws, like, the appeal reform, where it's like it works in our favor to give us a chance to fight some of these cases where we feel like we're being railroaded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which was happening, but now y'all abusing that. You know what I'm saying? If you out on the bail he was out on, the first bail they gave him was $500,000. He shot like two cops, bro. You see what I'm saying? They dropped down to 30. I dropped down to like
this kid shot two cops,
bro. Yes, It was out on the street. This happened like 2 years ago. They call him like graffiti or something.
2 years ago, he's 19 now.
He's 21 now.
21? Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Once his bail drops to like $300,000, he paid like 10%, $30,000. Where you getting $30,000 for from the even? Paper bail. Well, whatever. You know, we were just talking about PPPs and all that shit a few years ago, so who knows, right?
Yeah, because anyway, even 10% is that is what? $3,000?
10%, yeah, but he paid 10% of $300,000.
$30,000.
Yes. And he was free. That's crazy. This is what you carry on and do. Like, I don't know. I would be trying to think of some shit to beat this fucking case.
Yeah.
You know, instead of trying to create more. But these kids are lost, man. So, I don't know. It's unfortunate. We just gotta, like watch who we come into interaction with, man. Cause a lot of these kids one thing on their mind anyway.
That shit don't
money,
even
money, money, money.
Yeah, that shit don't even matter no more neither. You could just be going to work and some shit will happen. You know what I'm saying? You look at somebody the wrong way, you say something the wrong way. Like, but that's stupid that you gotta live your life on somebody else's terms. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, bro, people getting pushed off the train all the time.
Yeah,
people jumping in front of the train, out of buildings, all types of like madness.
Yeah.
It's just like people just got to be aware of what's going on. There's a lot of depression.
Yep.
And be aware all types of shit going on.
24/7, man.
Yeah, this shit is wicked out here. I was just having this conversation last night that you could just bump into something and something, it could alter somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy, bro. Like,
yeah, that's why I tend to just stay out the way now because I know how my.
Them boys is 11-0.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Out of
12
today.
That's what's up.
But
man, prayers to that dude and his family. He had kids?
I'm not too sure.
It's crazy, man.
Not too sure. But
it's fucked up.
Yeah, big shout out to Big Brother Drop, man. Oh yeah.
He was affiliated with somebody in that situation?
Yeah, he's from Halsey and Ralph, bro.
Who, the dude that died?
Yeah. That's Drop, man.
Crazy. Star life. Star family.
See, you don't know what you done did there. You think,
I mean,
So, you gotta watch what you do out here.
That shit is crazy, bro. Damn, bro. That's why I stay out the way, you know what I'm saying? That's why I buy all my shit that I need from outside in the morning, you know what I'm saying?
Stay my ass in the crib, man.
Nah, that's a fact.
You get shit, grabber paper, bacon, egg, and cheese. Uh-huh. Give me like two Lay's, M&M's.
Yeah.
So y'all remember that story a couple months ago with the girl that went on vacation to Mexico with her friends?
Yes, sir.
And she ended up dead.
Yeah, with the fight.
Yeah, it was a fight, and one of her friends killed her. Basically, you know what I'm saying?
Or multiple.
Yeah, or multiple, you know what I mean? They left her somewhere and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So the news just broke with that case that they not charging nobody in that case because it's too, like, they can't figure nothing out.
Nobody, meaning Mexico, isn't charging anybody. Right? Because the U.S. can't charge anybody.
On Wednesday, U.S. officials announced that they would not be pursuing criminal charges following the 2022 death of Shanquilla Robinson, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in North Carolina shared that the FBI and federal prosecutors have concluded their investigation with this death. It is not clear known this will affect the requested extradition the Mexico authorities issued last year. It was previously reported that Mexican officials issued a warrant for femicide of Dehanji Jackson.
You gonna try to read those names?
Nah. I'm just trying to read through this shit because I'm trying to. It looks like the U.S. is involved in it too. Because, like you said, it's Mexico authorities or whatever. But the North Carolina division of the feds. The U.S. attorney and shit, they dealing with this too.
I don't understand that. understand that. And it's not in your jurisdiction. How can you put charges on somebody if it's not in your jurisdiction? You can't even investigate it, especially if it's on Mexico. I mean, that's just my knowledge.
Yeah, but they saying that
if Mexico isn't pursuing anything, then they wouldn't be contacting the U.S. consulate or whatever, you know what I'm saying, issuing these warrants. If they're not, if Mexico isn't pursuing anything, then there's no reason for U.S. to detain these people and extradite them to Mexico. You understand what I'm saying? So Mexico might be saying, okay.
Well, yeah, hello.
I mean, that's crazy because that's not something to be, you know what I mean, doing something like that too, you know what I mean? Like,
it's opening the door. People going to start taking niggas that they want to kill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it's a crazy situation. Like, they went out there to do that to that person. And if it looked, it felt, it smelt.
Is that everything? Do we know that? I'm not saying that it's not. Are we sure that that is the case, that they took that person out there to leave them out there like that?
Mm-hmm. But even if not, even if something happened out there in Mexico, that's what y'all should be looking at, you
Mexico,
know what
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
this is Mexico we talking about as well.
I mean, the U.S. side of it, I understand that too, because that person that they think that had something to do with it, it's on U.S. land now. Like, so.
Yeah, but how can you charge them with it? You can't even go in there and investigate it as such. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, as far as, I don't know, but as far as going to Mexico.
Yeah, I've seen Narcos.
I mean, yeah, as far as going over there and doing your shit over there, nah, you can't do
so
that.
How can you just charge them because it's like somebody said and you see a video of a fight, but you don't see this person die from, you know what I mean? Like, how does that work? I'm not saying that these people didn't contribute to the death of this young woman. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how this political shit is set up, this government shit is set up. It's weird.
But it was a big, yeah, because it was a big story when it first came out, and everybody was worried about it. Now it's just like, all right, we can't find nothing wrong. It's like watching a replay in sports, and it's like, it's nothing to overturn that.
You know what will happen if Mexico had arrested these people and charged them for murder? Then the government, America, would get involved. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be able to bring them back, but they would get involved to make sure that everything that's happening is not a group of Americans being railroaded and just pushed through the shit. But they made it home. And that kind of blurs the lines, especially if the Mexican, I don't know what they ruled it, homicide or...
That's what I'm trying to figure out with the Mexican side. Because
ME ruled it out there. If the ME ruled it a homicide and they're not pursuing any charges, that's fucking insane. That's insane, but that's sad, man.
Rest in peace to her. Condolences to her family.
I was more caught up in the other Mexican cartel story.
Mm-hmm.
The one when you went down for the BBL.
Yeah.
And I believe I was saying on the show, and that don't sound right. First of all, I never heard of anybody going to Mexico for a BBL. I know a lot of women that think got BBLs. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about them going to Mexico. That was kind of weird.
I heard it. But
number two, reason why it was weird to me, I never heard of a female traveling with men to go and get a BBL.
Yeah.
I haven't, not me. Usually it's a group of girls, you know what I'm saying, females, your friends, because they're going down to Miami, you feel me? So it's usually your homegirls and they help you out in the situation that you're in because it's nasty, you understand? So I was already looking at that story with a side eye, like BBL and the cartel kidnapped you. Nah. So the new news, I don't know if you seen, they doing an interview and they said the cartel was trying to get them to have sex with each other.
Yeah, brothers and sisters.
They're brothers and sisters.
Wicked. But
they
niggas
killed
had
the other two.
Soul shit.
I think it happened.
Okay.
I think it happened. But, yo, if you look at the video, I think
and they
it
served
happened.
Them. Yeah.
All that shit got resolved, though, right?
What you mean?
But they saying that they gave them the people that kidnapped them and shit like that. Remember we spoke about this, right?
They, two of them died.
No, they, the Mexican cartels handed over people that said, yo, these the people that kidnapped those people or whatever, such and such.
Oh, yeah.
So it's resolved.
Yeah, it's resolved.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, the people that were responsible.
Now they just don't, now they just throwing these stories out here to be like,
yeah, yeah, but I never felt there was no BBL involved. I kind of felt like they was going down there to re-up and shit went wrong. You know, like I said, I seen Narcos, baby. You know what I mean? They ain't just kidnap you for what? What ransom?
Yeah, that was one of the, that was the one of the dumbest, funniest stories that I've seen.
Grandkids.
Yeah.
Fucking Chapo's grandkids.
You got anything specific, Spliff, that you wanted to touch on?
Yo, appreciate life. You heard? Nah, I ain't really had nothing for the joint. I ain't gonna lie. It, like, the, I ain't gonna lie, bro, song getting clapped was crazy at the smoke spot.
Kinda took the energy away from the whole week. Incident like that.
You see that wild shit with the Dalai Lama?
Whoa.
See that shit?
That guy.
You saw that shit, right?
Nasty.
He got the little kid to suck on his tongue and all that type shit. What the fuck are we doing, bro? And this should be on TV, bro.
These are the people that they worship.
These are people that you're supposed to.
These are kings. Dalai Lama and shit like that.
You nasty motherfucker, bro. If you don't sit the fuck down, bro.
Despicable.
Talking about, I apologize. No, I don't give a fuck.
How you apologize for some shit like that?
Well, no. Like, we know that's not the first time you ever did no shit like that. Like, oh, I was a mistake. A mistake. What?
No, no one, we didn't talk about the football dude that was wilding.
Who, which one?
Son, I was just cursing wild and going and crazy.
Who?
Georgia. The dude that coached Georgia, I think. Atlanta. Nah, Georgia Tech or one of them shits.
Jackson State?
You talking about
Deion Sanders?
I think so. I'm not sure. He was wild. You didn't see some wild cursing? He was outside driving. He did mad IG stories.
Nah,
talking wild, crazy. Oh, I'm tired of you niggas. Tired. No, oh my God. Niggas everywhere. Like, he was wilding.
White dude?
Oh, he fired.
A white dude?
Yeah, well, I think he was retiring. I think he was done. He was mad about something. He just started wilding. Just.
I got to check him out. I didn't see that. They didn't put that on ESPN, I tell you that.
You didn't see something wilding?
I didn't see that.
Speaking of sports, your boy LeBron got a little lucky last night, didn't he?
Ain't no luck involved in
it. Yeah, it is luck when AD out there doing the dumb shit he be doing. A
couple people made it. Couple people
ain't no luck involved in it. A lot of these teams not gonna be able to see Bron in like a game 6 and a game 7 of elimination game. Any of these West Coast teams.
Yo, was it the Hawks? I was watching that. I just dead ass forgot who won.
Yeah, the Hawks.
The Hawks.
That's Ice Trey, bro. It's playoff Trey Young. That's what he do.
That was a good game, though.
They about to eliminate Boston, too. Who we got tonight in the playing game? We got OKC and New Orleans and Chicago and
Toronto.
Mm-hmm. What's your calls for these two games? So before you get into that, like he called, said, the Lakers is the 7th seed.
Seven
seed, they beat
the Timberwolves.
Minnesota, and the Hawks beat Miami.
So the Hawks are the 7th seed.
They in the 7th seed.
Celtics and the Lakers are playing the Grizzlies.
And now tonight, who you got tonight?
First game
is the Bulls, West game.
No, the East game. Never. Bulls and Raptors. Don't care much for neither team.
Well, both teams came into Bulls. This playing game on a roll. Playing their basketball.
Yeah, they had to.
Take the Bulls.
That's why.
You taking Chicago?
Yeah, Bulls.
Toronto's at home. Toronto plays better at home.
True.
I don't like any of these teams to win. It's just crazy. I think it's a coin flip.
I got Chicago.
It's a coin flip. I think DeMar going back to Toronto is big.
That's why I got Chicago. I think DeMar going to get DeMar been hot.
I don't trust Toronto players, so I'm going to go with the Bulls. I don't trust the Raptors. They have a bunch of role players on the team.
New Orleans and OKC?
I like both of these teams. It's kind of crazy that the Pelicans fell all the way down into this play-in. But I want to see OKC in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
I feel like they're the more exciting team, even if it's a first-round exit versus the Nuggets. I don't think it's going to be that easy for the Nuggets to just beat them and, like sweep them. I feel like the Pelicans can get swept.
They're not even getting out this game.
Yeah, but I just feel like if they're playing, excuse me, still with one game left to get in, I just feel like they will get swept. I would rather see the Timberwolves or the Thunder versus the Nuggets in the first round. So I'm going to take the Thunder tonight. Thunder and Bulls.
Thunder and Bulls. So what's that? They'll both be the seventh seed?
No, sir. This is the...
Then you'll have the Pelicans.
These games tonight, the winner has to win two games.
This playing shit is dumb, bro.
No, it's not. These the ninth and tenth seeds. These the ninth and tenth seeds. If it was the playoffs, they wouldn't be there.
But they don't. That's what I'm saying. But they don't matter.
What you mean they don't matter?
Because there's only eight seeds in the playoffs.
They do matter.
I mean, this playing shit is dumb to me. No, it's not. It just doesn't make sense to me.
It does. Because the Thunder. Did you see the West this year?
Yeah.
You see the standings?
Yeah.
So can you honestly tell me that the Timberwolves should be in the playoffs over the Thunder or the Pelicans?
If they was the eighth seed.
No, possible. That's not what I'm asking. Can you tell me, honestly tell me that the Timberwolves, they the same fucking record. Nigga, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so then it comes down to all that tiebreaker shit, no, your record against the person.
Conference record, that's trash. Why? You could just have them play against each other. That's what this game is about. Competition. It ain't, oh yeah, you beat this conference, this means in this division. No, fuck that. This is a different time of year. So what, you beat me in October? We done made the team. Are the Lakers the same team in November that they are right now?
No, but they was firmly in the seventh seed when the season when the season ended.
No, they weren't. Obviously not.
So then if it came down like to my scenario, if they wasn't able to grab that 7 or 8 seed because of what?
They were down 15 points.
But that's not what I'm saying, bro. I'm saying when the season ended, the regular season, they was the 7th seed, no? With their record.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. There's playing, and we're not just talking about the Lakers, because I don't want you to make it that I'm talking about Bron. No. I'm talking about everybody in general. I just think
the playing, you don't like it.
Not the playing been there since 2020, bro. It's only been 3 years, and I've been saying that I don't like it ever since it came into play. I just feel like it's, one, it's unnecessary games. Two, you're not counting nothing in them games but the win or the loss, because all the stats and everything don't count. Everything don't count.
The stats don't count.
Those numbers.
But that's what you love.
Saying that it doesn't matter. These playing games don't matter. If it was just like it was before, 1 through 8, and 8 plays 1, and that's it. I just don't understand the playing thing that they're doing.
It does matter.
Because I know he's trying
I tell people.
Season tournaments and shit like that in the NBA.
Like I tell people, because you might not like some, doesn't mean it doesn't matter. It matters.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it just don't make sense to me.
The competitive nature of the game, it matters. Because every year, even in baseball and in football, that's why you have more games being added. That's why you have more wild cards being added to baseball. Because you have teams that come down to the end of the year that don't make the playoffs because of what division they might be in. And they division winner is leading the whole year, so you don't get in, but you a good team. We want to see you in the playoffs, so fight to get in.
But that's what 82 games are for.
You cannot say You cannot know because it doesn't clearly tell you who gets in. What if the Thunder, who's been beating the Timberwolves all year, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Or
yeah.
You haven't been watching?
Yeah. See, you keep saying you haven't been watching, bro. I'm still up to date what's going on in the NBA.
I'm asking
bro.
A question because
yes, but they finished. They finished what? The 10th seed and at the end of the regular season.
Half a game ahead.
Then you didn't make the playoffs.
So if they've been beating them all year, you see them in the playoffs versus the Nuggets, and they get swept. You like, dang. Even somebody like him, see, for his point, he won't say this, but he'll be like, damn, they shouldn't even been in the playoffs because the Thunder actually been playing better than them all year.
I wouldn't say that because we've seen it not a lot of times, but we've seen an 8 seed beat a 1 seed before.
Right. So right, and we've also seen teams not make it in the playoffs because this is not the team you win against at the end of the year. You're going against a team that then sat their players. Or they're going against a team that then sat their best players. Now you're getting easy wins, which has been happening all week. Right? This is what this avoids. It's at the end of the year, and everybody at the top seed and in 1A division is sitting their players. And it's teams that are competing to get in and getting easy wins because they're playing against G League players. That's what this avoids. Now you have a play-in tournament where it's like, you have to play your players now. Teams are under investigation right now for doing shit like that. All week. That's why I got to. Are you watching?
But niggas do that shit during the regular season, bro.
No,
you know these niggas.
No.
You know these
niggas
sit down.
Niggas do not do that.
Yeah.
And during the season. No, they don't. To where you sitting, not just your bench. Your starters, your bitch, you got G League players that been sitting there all year with the warm-up suit on. Dio Pinson out there getting 42 minutes.
Yeah, but that's...
Come on,
but
son.
But you talking about somebody that already
that takes away
seat,
from
bro.
The competitiveness of the end of the season. You do not know if this team would have got in if they was playing against Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Christian Wood, and so on and so forth. You don't know if they would have beat Joker, Murray, Aaron Gordon, and not playing against the G League players. Kenny Lofton Jr. just had 42 fucking points on Sunday.
Yeah, I just saw fucking...
Because you got...
What's that white boy name
what
on
team is, what team is he on? Yes, yes, both of them had 30 and 28. I made money off that. What are you talking about
triple
right
double.
Now? So this is what I'm saying
but
to
no,
you.
What I'm
How
saying...
Wait.
What I'm saying
wait,
is that it just doesn't make sense to me.
You're understanding. I'm telling you why it makes sense. Because people who are in business and making money from this, that's what they see. That's what they see. You don't know if this team should even be, and that's in every sport. That's not just in baseball. That's not just in basketball. That's in NFL too. Once motherfuckers clinch and get home field advantage and all that, they sit they start.
But that
takes away from the competitiveness.
Why? But that's
game.
What you get when you did your job,
because,
bro. It's not my fault that you want to play now because you two games away and now you want to play extra hard. Nigga, I'm not playing my niggas because I don't want to play them.
What are you talking about? Who's for?
That's not my fault. If I did what I had to do throughout the regulars, whoever makes their seed, bro, whoever makes their seed 1 through 8, bro, 9, 10, I just feel like that. When they added that, I just felt like 9, 10 seed doesn't matter.
How many times have you seen the 8 seed be the one?
We probably seen that once or twice, bro.
So why are you even? Oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter.
But you saying it matters for
it
a 9 or 10 seed to make it in.
I said to you, I also said an underlying factor that you're not paying attention to. I said the competitiveness of the game. I also said the bottom line factor of the money.
That's the bottom line factor for everything. I'm not mad at that part, nigga. That's not what I'm bringing into
it,
though.
Doesn't it make
I'm just saying
sense?
For me, bro. I'm not saying in general. For me, I don't like the playing game.
That's cool.
I don't like that.
We all love it.
I don't like that. It seems college-ish to me.
We all love it.
I don't know if we all love it.
Nah, we do.
I don't know.
Nobody
you speaking for the whole world. I don't know if the whole world loves
it,
bro. I don't know.
I haven't seen.
I don't know. I've seen people complain about it, but
I haven't.
It's cool because it's gonna stay
it's
there
fine.
Because that's
I like
what
to watch more basketball.
Niggas are always complaining. But I just felt like that playing thing just doesn't fit what's going on to me. It just doesn't. I don't know. But
yo, whoever's in 9 and 10, y'all not getting no chip. Y'all do the
right. That's what I'm saying, bro. So why even make it happen? And I know what you're saying. The bottom line, the more extra bets. Games, the more bets, yeah. More commercials, more
it was happening,
everything. You know what I'm saying?
Before bets,
but it happened. Yeah, it happens.
A lot of owners complained.
They've been like you like, said. They've been doing it for the NFL for years. We need two extra games. Fuck the preseason
in the NBA.
Top 10.
Those are guaranteed two more home games where you are making thousands of dollars.
Two more teams to get highlighted.
The fucking Kings are their playoff tickets are $200 more than the NBA champions.
Who this they playing? Who money. They got in the first round?
I just said it to you.
Sacramento. Who they got in the first round?
The NBA champions, the defending champs.
This season is so. This season was like, I don't want to say upside down, but lopsided, where you had these teams like Denver, Sacramento, Memphis,
flip floppy,
three more guaranteed. Then you got home games. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers just played last night in Staples Center, right?
I didn't even know they did that.
It's not Staples Center, but whatever.
Whatever the fuck it
no,
is.
No, no, I mean the 9th and 10th seed. I didn't know.
Yeah, that. You think they complaining?
Who? They more bread.
Complained last night. Even if they look, Brad, you making bread. You making money.
More bread.
Making more money. More
TV. More games, more tickets, TV, movie,
more TV viewership.
Yeah. It's smart.
Makes sense to me. Makes plenty much sense, and I like it. I like it. You get six extra games.
And I ain't gonna hold you. If the 10th seed ever wins the chip, that's the Super Cinderella story.
Or just gets to the conference championship.
It makes it hype.
I'm just saying, gets to the conference championship. I think that's dope. You leave room for that. You leave room for that. You get a team that was hurt at the beginning of the year, make a push at the end of the year, probably get in at that ninth spot and win two games to get in and then knock off the eighth. We don't. That's a great story to watch. I like that.
It's Matt Gamble in there.
Yeah, it's corny to me. It's corny to me. Just like the extra wild card game in the MLB.
Especially out west where 13 teams.
Yeah, bro, but come
over,
on, bro. Like.
4 games over .500. I like it.
I don't want to keep talking about this, but
I am. I'm gonna keep talking about it.
It's just like
until somebody says something else. I like that the West is very competitive, and anybody out there from the past 2 years,
the West ain't never been competitive.
The past 2 years, the West has been trash.
Word.
It has been.
Word. That's what's up.
The West has MLB been trash. Back. Stop stomping on what the fuck I'm saying before
We not stomping on what you saying, yeah, but you saying that the West is trash when the West won the last championship except for Milwaukee.
That's great. I said the Western Conference, you name a team that won a chip. The Western Conference for the past 2 years have been trash. Yes, it has. Since fucking LeBron went out there. Yes, they have. This year, you have teams that played way better than they have in the past 20 years.
And that's a fact. I agree with that.
What are you talking about?
Like but that's Sacramento.
The West has been trash and not as good as they have been, if you wouldn't have stomped on what I was saying.
I don't know.
Over the past 2 years, the East has actually been better and more competitive. Even in the playoffs, the Eastern Conference playoffs.
I agree with that too.
So let me say what the fuck I'm saying. Man, they've been trash. Yes, the playoffs, it has been more competitive out east than it has been out west.
I agree with that.
For the past few years, and it hasn't been like that.
Oh, more teams stepped up.
And this year, you have 1 through 13, almost 14 teams. Finish 2 to 3 games over .500.
And that's fire. And that's fire. I agree with that. That's fire. But you still would have had that with the 1 through 8 seeding.
That's
like the regular
OKC
shit.
Wouldn't be in.
But then that's playoffs. What I'm saying, Cole. You should. Be in the you should have did what you needed to do in the regular season.
That's cool for you to say. I don't know if I'd rather see the Timberwolves over the Pelicans and the Thunder in the playoffs, especially with the Timberwolves falling apart and beating just destructing.
But you still
right
might,
in front
right?
of my eyes.
But you still might see them in the playoffs,
you
right?
Possibly can. Or they can self-destruct to one of these teams that have been playing better than them over the past year.
I don't see them winning this game neither. Because like you saying, everything's been going wrong with that team specifically.
So why would you be okay with the team that literally imploded?
But I'm saying
stomping on what I'm saying.
But that's what happened at the end of the season for them. That's just what happened at the end of the season for them. I don't know. I'm not.
Game, bro.
I feel you, but now I'm talking my side. I don't know if that's what would have happened to them. That happened to them. They imploded at the end of the season. It happens sometimes.
Oh my God, it happened. Don't tell me if it would have. It happened. Yeah. Don't tell me if it would have. Self-destruction. It did. And that's the team that you would have wanted in at the eighth seed.
I'm not saying that I would have wanted them. I'm just saying that that's what would have happened. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Get in your face.
So I. So I don't know that the playoffs is gonna be locked in after tonight or tomorrow night, because then you got to close the eighth seed out.
You watching?
You got to close the eighth seed out, and we gonna get the full playoff run. So we'll see what happens there. The MLB is back. We watching the game right now. Yeah. What you feel about the MLB season so far?
You watching? I don't feel.
Yeah, I'm kind of paying attention, but like you said, the playoffs is more like watch that more. And I'm waiting for this boxing match. That's what I'm waiting for, too.
Which boxing match?
Garcia and Tank. But we spoke about this before. Me and Cole both got Tank. Who you got? Of course, he got Tank, too.
Yeah, I got Tank, but I'm just saying.
What?
Garcia said. No, I'm just saying, I got Tank. I got
Garcia
Tank.
Said what?
You're not going to mind in a second.
That's what
you
said?
Think about that?
I don't think about that.
You not paying attention? Bro, you watching the All Access Jones?
I'm not watching none of that. I don't.
Can I say something about Ryan Garcia? He seems flat footed to me.
In a weak ass chin, he shouldn't be.
You think he got a weak chin?
So weak.
Oh, bro, the one where he got hit and he came back and knocks him out—that wasn't something that showed you something about him.
About his chin.
About his. Makeup.
I'm talking about his chin.
This nigga cool.
So he got a weak chin.
Cole over fighting me. So yeah.
Glass chin with the dunk feet. He got dunk feet with glass chin.
Listen.
Because I see him jogging and it's like
if,
he on
if
his
If I
feet.
See.
That's how I see him.
No, I'm not just using the name. If
body,
I see, if
body,
I see
body
top on, right? If I see Todd knock a nigga out, right? Put him. He get up and scrap his tail.
I will tell
Yes, Ty knocked him out. He down. Nigga took time to get up. You know what I'm thinking if you want to fight me? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
you think Tank is in that those shoes, like your shoes. Like,
who
but he said
that
it too.
Him down, bro?
I'm going to have to look back on that fight, but I can't say the name for sure. Like you saying, it's probably a no-name nigga, but.
It is.
But Tank said he not. I mean, this is for TV. Tank said, I'm not like sleeping on a man. I know he got power. You know
what
I'm
No, listen, that's the problem, right?
He got
and
power.
Why I got him knocking him out in the fifth or sixth round.
Tank?
Just can't pick which round.
Who, Tank?
The fifth or sixth round. Because he's not taking him lightly. He's not playing with him. He's not joking. He's dead ass serious. And he wants to hurt him. That tells me that Ryan Garcia is in fucking trouble.
What's this, 10 days away?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm really waiting for.
I don't want to see no 24/7, no full access. I don't care.
No, I love them shits, man.
I'll probably watch it like the day of the fight. Well, I don't care right now. I don't want to hear Ryan Garcia talking crazy or all this speed shit. I don't want to see none of that. Step in that ring.
Uh-uh.
Step in that ring and do what you say you was gonna do. That's the time it is.
Aspiring rapper in Virginia killed his family for kicking him out the crib, and then he was found dead.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
Aspiring artist.
He.
They kicked him out the crib.
And he turned up.
So he turned up on his own family. Yeah.
Like his mom and shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. There was an argument
with his sister or something like that, a fight or something. But he was saying something about.
Did the story say that he killed them, or they said that he just shot at them or something like that?
Feel like deja vu.
Like you heard it before?
Felt like something similar happened.
I don't know.
Not a rapper, but you know, just one of them stories. So he committed suicide.
They saying that he was killed
by the cop or something like that.
The cops killed him. So he shot. He shot his family or he stabbed him.
He shot. They said shot. Let me read the story right here for y'all.
It was like moms.
So he came back to the crib after they kicked him out, or he like blacked out.
Aspiring Virginia rapper is making national headlines after he killed. After he was killed in a shootout with the police. Cops, after he tried to kill members of his own family.
So he didn't kill nobody.
The rapper who goes by Egyptian shot his mother, sister, and younger brother, leaving them hospitalized with life-threatening conditions.
Yo, cause you got kicked out the crib, jeez.
Reports say that the late rapper was allegedly upset that his mother had kicked him out of the house the week before the shootings. He reportedly decided to get revenge after the shooting. Yeah,
he came back.
That
life, is life. He said life come is on. Real.
Come on, my boy.
He said life is real. Condolences. Well, I thought that somebody died. I didn't even know condolences.
They hurt. Hopefully, they good though.
Hopefully, quick they recovery.
Speedy. Yeah.
That's what I seen, man. Not to stay away from that, because that's disgusting. Gotta do better.
Yeah, prayers to that family, man. And you can't be doing shit like that, nigga. That's family.
He left for a week and realized shit was real. And so,
the bando was not clicking.
Not it. He thought it was lit on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Nah.
But did y'all see that shit on the Belt Parkway? That's close over by.
Yeah. You see that shit? About it. I didn't see it. Heard about it.
You ain't hear about it?
What?
Somebody was driving the wrong way. And like caused an accident, killed two people in like two different cars. So. Mm. And drove off.
Niggas is fucking selfish, bro. But I think when people kill people, I think people are selfish.
How you driving the wrong way on the belt, though?
Yo, bro. Selfish, that's why.
By RV,
what they be doing over there?
Me and Clip was walking back to the spot. I was going to go pick some shit up. Me and Clip almost got hit by a car, bro. Like literally, this. Something going the wrong way on Clip Block.
Oh.
Like two, three blocks. Yeah, no, the other way.
Oh. Oh, he going down.
Yeah. And, you know, shit.
Yeah. So y'all wasn't even looking that way.
Nah, bro. Word of mother, like.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. I don't even walk the streets with headphones no more.
Shit is different out here, bro.
I used to do it with like one or like volume down low. Yeah, shit. Definitely. I don't even do it no more.
Like, it's a lot going on.
It's too much shit going on out here, man. Like what do you gotta worry about niggas driving the wrong way?
Cops driving the right way, harassing. It's a lot going on, man.
Yeah, we about to get up out of here. I gotta bust a move. I gotta head to the city real quick.
Another thing.
Yo, Chinese spot, you see me soon. Four wings, fries, all the good. You feel me? Egg roll in the spitter.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's what I had earlier.
White rice with the sauteed broccoli.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
How'd I just have it? I'm at blind.
Oh, shit. The only black man in baseball gets hurt.
Because you can't do shifts no more, so niggas got to make plays on the baseball. You know what I'm saying? And shit like this going to happen.
Nah.
He out.
My son got hit. He's like,
yeah, he
that.
Out. He's running to second. He got the baseball in his glove. He out.
Wait.
He definitely out, nigga.
So for Spliff, for Dog Call, for Choo Choo, y'all already know what we're about to do, man. Like, comment, subscribe, you know, and all that,
Tune
you
in.
Know what I mean?
Don't miss no events, man. We got a whole lot going on.
Yeah, that's a fact, man.
Subscribe,
we
like,
here.
Share. We outside, man.
Yo, you almost died out there, man.
Bop, 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 bop.
I take her out to see trees in the sky. Whipping the phone, it's blowing her mind. And I show her the world at the drop of a dime. Blossom like cherry leaves, bringing the spring. Making my frequencies wonderful things. I drip for a living, I got my degree. Came from the nine, but Japan is the dream. Back of the bus, I went to Neiman with five in my hands. Blew me a check, do it again. Yeah, I'm gonna flex while you do what you can. Hold on, I'm just gonna shit.
For me, they don't show up. I stay working, I ain't worried about no feeling. Whole QB to myself, I was dealing. We gon' fucking spin a block, then we peeling. I was in a bad place, but I'm healing. I cannot forgive you if you did me wrong. Had to level up, yeah, I'm moving on. I'm dealing with the damage, yeah, you hit a song. I've been smoking on that Zaza and it keep me strong. Henny and Bel Air, yeah, we pulling up. For my niggas in a slammer, we gon' pulling up.